which is good. Now you can worry about what you want to worry about and where you want to leave your legacy, and that starts in March.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. Obviously, Big Ten championships play a factor in your conversation of your career, but what you do in March is a huge part as well.
Yeah, the best part, and we've been saying this a lot now, of these senior nights, it's not your last game.
No.
I hope you got a lot of games left. And, as you know, talking with Tyler yesterday, you know, they hope and believe that the best can be yet to come. Tyler Wall, a part of two Big Ten championship teams, multi trips to the NCAA tournament, the what might have been in 2020, the team that won a piece of the championship. And then obviously we didn't have the NCAA tournament that year. But as you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, though, Butchie, it's one game, I know, but it's one that this team dearly needed. Things to work on for sure, got sloppy in the end, but they did a lot of things well when they had to here tonight.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It was one game for Tyler Wall as a senior. It was much bigger for this team.
Yes.
And I said it during our broadcast that I felt like this was one of those games that we saw in that December, January time where it was like,
sure,
who are you going to stop?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Kamari McGee tonight that came in and gave some energy during the last – nine games there? Was there a lot of, like, there wasn't a lot of that where a guy would come in and inject so much energy and so much effort and then have the results behind it that you're like, oh, this is great. Like, whoa, that's all we needed. We just needed a little bit of a punch in the arm to get going again. Like, that's what they had. And you're sitting at a 12-point game that was really 17 with about a minute left. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we've been used to. That was the narrative earlier in the year. Oh, not a lot of close games. Wisconsin hasn't. They've been able to kind of extend that lead down the stretch. And then all of a sudden they got into some close games. And when you're in close games, they can go either way. And that's where getting one key stop is a big part of it. Didn't do that over that nine-game stretch. But this is what we've been used to seeing from this team. And I said it earlier before the game even started. The game of basketball, it does not take a lot to turn it. Mm-hmm. To get your mojo back, to start feeling good about yourself. As a player, all it takes is one game. You go 5 of 5 from the floor. You make some threes. Now, all of a sudden, you have a good 2 or 3 weeks. And that's what, like, as a basketball player, you love being in those moments. Can this team, like, we don't know.
Now build from it.
Can this team build from it?
Yeah.
It's tough to build from it when you go play at Mackey. However.
Why not?
Why not? Right,
why
like
not?
Build on it, take some things, move that to the tournament, see if you can get the double bye. If you can get the double bye, now you start playing more. And I think that's the interesting thing, Matt, is I know Bo and Greg feel the same way about the tournament. We're going there to win the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like March Madness, we won't be tired. Like, we're not worried about being tired. We're going there to win it. I know some teams, it's okay if they lose because, you know, you get a couple of extra days of rest before. No. At least that's not the philosophy when I was here, and I don't think it's the philosophy now.
No.
You're going there to win that thing.
I used to always laugh because I don't think Bo, I got the impression he wasn't the biggest fan of conference tournaments. But if you're
correct.
But as he would say, are they going to keep score? Well, that's all you need to know. And you guys cut down nets in Indianapolis or in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, if you're going to play it to win it. Badgers have one game left. Let's first pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin defeats Rutgers tonight 78-66. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up, including Butchie's Breakdown, back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof, a 3-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer, so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers have four in double figures, led by A.J. Storrs, 19 points. Stephen Crowell, John Blackwell with 17. Kamari McGee with 11 points in 9 minutes and 38 seconds of playing time. He pitched a perfect game. 5 for 5 from the floor, 1 of 1 from 3. No turnovers and a defensive disruptor. 78-66, Wisconsin over Rutgers. What you got for the old breakdown here tonight, Brian?
Well, it started off fast break points. Rutgers was able to get out and score some easy buckets early on in this game when they had the lead. However, in the second half, they only allowed Rutgers to have 5 fast break points, which really slowed down their offense. Thought they did a good job there. I think defensively, when you look at the steals, and Wisconsin ended up having 6 steals in just the second half. To me, they were aggressive, they were in passing lanes, they were disruptive, and because of that, it allowed their offense to flow. And then the last one's very simple, and you talked about it, but it's Kamari McGee. There's not a stat for what Kamari does, but he brought energy, and his first game back, thrilled for him as an individual, thrilled for this team because they needed that shot of energy. And when you look overall at just the big picture of what this team did and how they were able to get it done, I just thought, you know, they found a way, especially when that first half wasn't the way that we were used to seeing it. Mm-hmm. That first half was more a lot of what we saw over the 9 games, that stretch where they just haven't. It was just kind of mucky. Mm-hmm. And then finally, Kamari brought some energy on that defensive end, and the ball started moving a little bit. And it was a rip and a go by Kamari McGee. And there's some things there where they were really trying to get that thing to where they needed to.
Badgers in the second half, 48% from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. They end up 45% for the night, and 9 of 19 for the 3-point line. Left some points at the foul line, but still had 23 attempts. John Blackwell was 9 out of 10. As a team, the Badgers were 15 of 23 en route to this 78-66 victory over Rutgers. More to come, including a quick check of the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
And the Ad Council.
Wisconsin 78, Rutgers 66 in a game that was tied at 49 with about 12 minutes left in the game, and then Wisconsin took off. Our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard is really more the schedule. Washington and Washington State just getting underway in Pullman, and then later tonight, number 5, Arizona, will be at UCLA as the final edition of the Pac-12 season. Hitting the home stretch, there will be a little bit of scoreboard watching. Butchie will be courtside at Walsh Ryan Arena Saturday night, 8 o'clock. You got Northwestern at home against Minnesota. Why would you scoreboard watch? Well, the Badgers are now 11-8 in the Big Ten. Likewise, Northwestern.
And Nebraska, loses. Right? So the three that are the double byes, Nebraska, Northwestern, Wisconsin. Yeah. Well, Nebraska, they have Michigan. So you will pay attention to that, but
you never know.
You never know. Like, you'll have your eye on that one. But the one that you really look at, and the issue there is Wisconsin does not have the tiebreaker with Nebraska.
Correct.
So if Wisconsin goes to Purdue, if they win and Nebraska wins, it doesn't matter. If they both lose, it doesn't. Like, all that's in play. Northwestern, however, you do have the tiebreaker with. And that's the big one that you look at Saturday at 8 o'clock with Minnesota. Now, Northwestern, they've had a bunch of injuries. No Ty Berry, no Matthew Nicholson. So what happens there? How do they play that? Minnesota, they get just, you know, last night, not a good performance against an Indiana team. How do they respond? What do they play for? There's a lot of things in play there. But it's like, if you're Wisconsin and you're a Wisconsin fan, that's a game you pay attention to, because if Northwestern loses – and you win, you're in, obviously. If Northwestern and Wisconsin lose, you still have that tiebreaker.
Yep, still trying to get that double bye if you can. And as we talked before the game, too, it's just about getting back to what has worked for you for the majority of this season. And, yeah, there were turnovers. Yeah, got a little sloppy at times. But when they had to buckle down, they did. And pulled away from a team and put 78 on a team that's really hard to score against, fourth best in defensive efficiency in Rutgers. Mm-hmm. And Wisconsin in the second half, scored 44 points against Rutgers. Greg Gard making his way to our courtside position, so we'll keep it here as the Badgers defeat the Scarlet Knights. It's win number 19 now for Wisconsin overall, 19-11, and 11-8 in the Big Ten Conference. So Coach Gard will be joining us here momentarily to talk about this 12-point win for the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll let the coach settle in, get the headsets on, and we'll start with a really Captain Obvious statement here. Kamari McGee was missed, wasn't he? We didn't know. It's like, is he going to be in the rhythm of the game and all of that?
Didn't take long.
I guess he was. No, he didn't waste any time.
No.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, he was way better than I would have ever anticipated, way better than what I've seen him in practice, man. He had the adrenaline and the juices flowing, but it was also perfect for him in terms of his skill is what we needed against this type of defense that are up into you. We need playmakers, guys to attack, John, Chucky, you know, and then you throw Cam into the mix. And, you know, we didn't have John or Cam out there. So, and that's You know, we let that defensive pressure get the best of us. Tonight we did a better job of turning the tables on it.
Yeah, he did such a great job. The sequence that I looked at, though, was he got in the legs of Cliff Amore. I mean, he got in the legs of him.
Yep.
And as a big, you don't want that. Cliff still gets the rebound, but then Kamara comes in, rips the ball out of it. It gets loose, and now you guys are running. Then he gets another steal, and you guys are running again.
Yep.
That was the sequence of the game that I saw. What was your take on that?
Yeah, we just need more. He brings a toughness to us that we lacked. I always say I need more pit bulls, less poodles. So he's a pit bull, you know, and he's comfortable in his role, and he's a great teammate, he does a great job cheering for the bench when he was in the boot and the cast and everything, but that only takes you so far. That juice on the floor that he brings and impact in the game in positive ways was huge.
Offensively,
he's got a foul less.
He's got a foul less, correct. And sometimes, there's always something. And sometimes he rips it and goes into too much traffic this season. But like tonight, he ripped and went. And at times, it looked like that's what your offense needed.
Yeah.
It looked a little mucky at times. Yeah. And then Kamara came in and just ripped and went. And part of it is probably because he didn't play for so long. But offensively,
he didn't know any better.
He didn't know any, right? Exactly. But offensively, how did you feel like you guys played tonight?
I thought after we stopped turning the ball over in the first half, I thought we were, on that flurry there at the end, that it's hard for those guys to come in and face pressure when they've been sitting there for 2 hours and they're stiff and cold. But I thought once we settled down a little bit in the first half, I thought we were better. And again, it wasn't a lot of set calls tonight. It was like just play. And that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, we run a little ball screen motion, a set here, a set there, but most time we were coming scattered, against either pressure or in transition, and then you got to make plays. And again, that's where having guys that can put the ball on the deck a little bit and break people down and create helps, and obviously Cam was a big part of that.
Well, you mentioned the toughness of Kamari, but maybe the toughness throughout the team, because the way the game started, Greg, there were some turnovers. Rutgers, not a good three-point shooting team. They bang a few threes early. It'd be pretty easy to say, not again.
Right.
But they didn't do that.
No. And I thought, again, that group off the bench of Blackwell and McGee gave us a spark, which they had done before. We'd seen that movie before. Our bench has helped us through the year, and we just have to, keep it going and keep them healthy.
How about 13 offensive rebounds for your team?
Well, Steve had 10 of them in one possession.
He got his double-double
in one possession. I said, Steve, would you just make it? You're not going to get the rebounding record tonight.
That's what my guy over here was saying. I'm trying to say,
Patty stats.
That's exactly what he said.
I gave him a round of applause. Sometimes you got to give yourself a double-double. Yeah. It's a long season in Big Ten play. Hey, you can chalk up a double-double for you every once in a while.
Chucking away, and I could tell each jump he was going less and less off the floor. So one of these has got to go in or he's got to get fouled because he's not going up as high on the third and fourth rebound.
Well, he got it done, though. He gets his double-double, and it's fun. The script played out the right way here. Tyler Wall,
birthday boy, senior night.
That's a beautiful night.
Exactly. And we needed to play better, which we did, and be rewarded for playing better. Brian, as I told you walking in here tonight, we have practiced well. I expected us to play well. Our guys haven't broke during this. It's hard, and everybody goes through hard. Just depends what time of the year. If we go through this in November, we're not in the tournament, to be honest with you. We have to be scratching and clawing like a lot of other teams. But now, obviously, we want to continue to play, get the best seed we can for next week's tournament in Minneapolis, and then see what happens after that.
All right. Appreciate it. Go enjoy it.
All right. We will. Thank you.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us here as Wisconsin defeats Rutgers 78-66. More to come as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking to boost your vehicle's overall performance? Do you want to increase fuel efficiency and get a better ride? Then Lucas Oil Stabilizer from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is the answer. Ideal for all cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Lucas Oil Stabilizer is a top-of-the-line engine additive that'll help reduce wear and enhance oil performance. Performance you can rely on. All the auto parts you need at the value you expect. Now that's bumper-to-bumper. Where service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Are you ready for this?
March into Clary Building Corp for the biggest savings of the season. It's our Customer Appreciation Days sale, March 14th through the 16th. At Clary, it's all about you. You deserve the best materials, the best warranties, and most importantly, you deserve the Clary team to deliver it all. So no matter what your building needs are, get the best prices of the season during Customer Appreciation Days, March 14th through the 16th. Visit clarybuilding.com for more.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Wisconsin defeats Rutgers tonight 78-66 as they can exhale here for a little bit and get ready for Purdue. You think they would give like Zach Edey a load management day on Sunday? Probably
no.
Not. I didn't think so.
No.
I mean, senior day, come out, play a couple minutes.
Yeah, they call it one? Yeah. No. Yeah. Unfortunately, that whole 16 beating a 1, I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's still kind of.
Kind of a motivator?
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just throw that out there. I mean.
Really entertaining game they had against Illinois.
They did.
Watching that.
It was really good.
And you talk about some dagger shots in that game. Take your pick. Braden Smith, Fletcher Lawyer, Lance Jones. I mean, they have all the pieces. As Greg mentioned earlier in the week, I mean, yes, they have been the most consistent team. They've lost three times on the road, had some close calls, but in this league, the clear-cut best is Purdue.
Yeah, and it's a shame that you're judged by March. It is. I don't like it. I actually hate it, to be completely honest, because you play all season long, and it doesn't mean because you lose in March you have a bad season, but that's what the national media, and that's what, you know, when you get March Madness, it's the best thing around. It's the best thing in sports.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, there's lots of eyeballs that aren't necessarily watching all year long. They're just watching that. And because of that, that becomes the narrative. Purdue had a heck of a season last year. Win the Big Ten, win the tournament, all that. And what do they say? Oh, they're not good. Well, that's not true either, but that's what this is. And you know that when you play in it, you know it when you coach in it, you know you got to put together some runs.
Yeah, it is. I mentioned to my counterpart down there, Rob Blackman, it's my second favorite Big Ten team. I just have such a respect for what Purdue does, how it goes about it. Matt Painter has done great work. Tony Bennett reached out, actually, after Purdue got beat in the first round. Tony lived that. The next year was turned out pretty good. We'll see. We'll see what happens in March. But it's just a really good program. And I think you're right, Brian. You are judged in March, but people in the game who watch the game pay attention.
Sure.
Say, no, they're real. They're really.
But the
good.
Best thing Purdue did was when Matt took over, and they had those struggles.
Yes.
They didn't have a knee-jerk reaction.
No.
They just understand that you're going to have some of that.
Mm-hmm.
You work through that, and now look at what he's done. It wasn't like Matt Painter become a worse coach because the record was what it was. Like, there's some of that happens, and you have to not have the – at least I am. I'm a firm believer in not the knee-jerk reactions. Now, in the new day of college sports, like, I hope more ADs follow that, because I just think patience will give you a better chance of winning when having longevity.
Well, it's going to be a raucous crowd. I mean, they've clinched the outright Big Ten championship. They have, you know, bigger fish to fry, but it's Mackey Arena. They love basketball. They love their Boilermakers, so it's going to be quite the atmosphere for. But, you know, they Badger players, you were like that. These guys are. They love those atmospheres. Just go play, let it rip, see what happens,
yeah,
and then get ready for the real fun.
Absolutely.
That follows. We'll take one more break, back with a little wrap-up here as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Winston, we'll see you at like, what, 2 in the morning?
West yeah, it'll be about 2 a.m. I'll catch you guys. We'll call a heck of a game between Wisconsin and Purdue, and then it'll be tournament time. And that's it's exciting. This is the time of the year that everyone's worked so hard for, and we get to be a part of it. I'm so lucky that you guys are letting me do this. So it's awesome.
Fun,
it's fantastic.
Fun. Yeah, the best is yet to come. Our coverage on Sunday starts at 10:30, tip time 11:30 Central. For the Badgers and the Purdue Boilermakers. Again, your final here tonight, Wisconsin 78, Rutgers 66. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Mike Henderson. Back at our studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Sunday as the Badgers play Purdue. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Like, he's the one that broke them up? I don't get it. But that's a new movie. That will be coming out probably within a year. And we've touched on everything. When we come back, Mike Siegel will be here. Mike was the host of If Walls Could Talk, Movie Break, and What You Get for the Money. Great home shows. He's also the one who turned me on to The Simpsons. Love me some Simpsons. And we're going to give Mike a movie quiz, too. The rest of the world is talking about politics tonight. That's important. I love politics, too. But even more than that, I love talking about TV and movies and making listeners laugh. That's what it's all about, right, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. You can't fake enthusiasm like Conrad just. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
All right, there we go. All right, coming up next, Mike Siegel on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Get away, gotta get away, I don't know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone. day, fixing up to go somewhere. Thought I was late.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. We're getting an idea of what President Biden's expected to say in tonight's State of the Union address. And ABC's Mary Bruce says what he isn't.
Even though he will not be calling him out by name, Joe Biden will certainly be going after Trump several times, including rejecting what the president will call, quote, an American story of resentment, revenge, and retribution.
Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response. Former New York Congressman George Santos, who was recently expelled, says he plans to attend the speech. Former members retain floor privileges. One of the three major fertility clinics in Alabama, which paused IVF treatments, is now resuming the full scope of its services. Last night, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill to protect providers from legal liability after a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children. Stocks closed higher today, the S&P at an all-time high. This is ABC News.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper 20s, a mix of sun and clouds, and near 40 tomorrow. Warmer for the weekend, sunny and low 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs into the low 60s and partly to mostly sunny. Right now it's 33.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Those of you still with us on the stream, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Tomorrow night on the show, we talk Green Bay film with Nick and Caitlin. They were a lot of fun the last time they were on the show. They've got more screenings coming up this weekend. We'll discuss that. And Terry Barr, as we've gotten into the habit of having her on Friday nights to talk about who she has live in the studio for Max Inc. Such a fun show. All right, I'm really excited because those of you who still watch The Simpsons, it's like maybe the greatest show that's ever, it's like in its 35th year. It's insane. Still funny. In my opinion, not, you know, every show has its like first anywhere from 3 to 7 seasons that are just great. And that certainly was the case with The Simpsons, but it's still a good show. If you watch it, I tune in periodically. They still bring it. And it's a national treasure. And here to discuss The Simpsons with me is Color Television's own Mike Siegel. Mike, how are you tonight?
Hey, Petey, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. It's great to hear your voice, buddy.
Yeah, good to hear you too. If you're going to do those people with the Green Bay film, are they going to mention the performance of the guy who played Driver in The Godfather of Green Bay? Is that on tap tomorrow night? Is that what
you know, I'll certainly bring it up, Mike. They run a film festival, and since that title is about 20 years old, it probably won't come up. But if you want me to shoehorn it into the conversation, I'm happy
every
to do that
minutes,
on your behalf.
Every 5 minutes, I want you to shoehorn it in.
Done and done. Mike, you're a very financially responsible, fiscally responsible person, I would say. You've been kind of an Yeah, you are. You've been kind of an inspiration for me. And I have to ask you, what on earth, why does your credit get dinged when they do a credit check? Can you tell me that?
I think it's just a matter of like, you know, the banks and everything else are running. I think it looks bad if more people are asking about your credit. I don't know why. I think if the more credit cards people apply for, maybe it looks like you can't get a credit card or something. I don't know why. That seems more like a Chip Chinnery Chips Money Tips question for that.
I did.
I do know that's the case. What did he say?
He didn't really know either, but I feel like I'm helping my son buy a car. You know, and they always say, well, your credit's going to get dinged. It's like, why? My credit's not bad. I'm trying to get a loan. Why are you penalizing me for checking my credit? That makes absolutely no sense. Like, I get if you don't pay your bills or if you claim bankruptcy or whatever, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Why it would go down just because they checked.
Oh, just you checked or the company checked? Or like
no, when a company runs a credit check on you to check your credit, you get dinged and your credit goes down a couple points. And I don't understand how that's fair or why it happens. And I'm just asking the question because this has been something I've dealt with this week.
Maybe it sends red flags that the more people that are calling about your credit, that maybe you can't get it or you're a risk or something. I really don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
they should do a little
more. I know we get a free credit report. You know, by law, every year you can check your credit for free on annualcreditreport.com, I think it is.
Okay. All right. Buddy, I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, good. And let me know, please.
I will. So I made a joke.
Thank you for considering me fiscally responsible. I appreciate that.
Oh, you are. You're a well-rounded individual for sure. So earlier in the week, I hurt my back, Mike, over the weekend. And I said on the air.
Sorry to hear.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. You know, you get to be our age. And I said on the air, I said I spent the whole weekend walking like James Caan. And I don't know, do you understand that reference? Or does that put a visual in your head?
It kind of does. He was like,
yeah,
ramrod. It was like stiff and kind of ramrod straight, but chest kind of out always. Was that, yes, when you doing that?
I was kind of leaning.
He wasn't a hunched over guy.
Right. His shoulders were kind of back, and that's how I had to walk. I had to stick my trunk out.
Yeah.
And my shoulders were kind of back, and I felt like I should put on a tank top and have like a little bit of hair on my back, and I could have pulled off the James Caan thing.
So, yeah, you know what he found good for that? Sitting in the Playboy hot tub in the grotto.
I don't have access to that, Mike. What do I just take a hot shower? That help?
That seemed to work for old Jimmy Caan. That and a little rollerball.
Okay. Oh, rollerball. Nice reference. Then this is why Big Brother is watching us, because I'm talking to Mike and I just asked him about credit, Mike, and I get an email saying check your credit score. How weird is that?
You're kidding.
No.
That's creepy.
Very creepy. And I can't even check it because it'll go down if I do. So all right. So Mike, I've been crediting you with turning me on to The Simpsons years ago. I think we were doing stand-up and we were driving through Marinette, which is where my parents live, and we stayed overnight there. And you had a VHS of some Simpsons episodes, and you played the monorail episode.
Oh, and that was my classic.
Yeah. And that was my first exposure to The Simpsons. And I always feel a debt of gratitude for that. So,
I'm glad it's like I turned you on to heroin.
Yeah. A little, not quite as dangerous, but yeah, I can see that. They were very addicting. I remember watching Simpsons every night, four or five episodes when I first discovered it. So you're probably accurate about that.
Yeah, I got way into it, and then somebody gave me, I think it was in a gift bag. I don't think it was a gift. It was maybe in a swag bag or something, but I got the DVDs of the entire, I think it's season 4, which is an amazing season. It's like the monorail episode is on that. Camp Krusty is on that when they take over the summer camp, like Lord of the Rings. It becomes, or Lord of the Flies, I mean. And don't be the boy.
Homer, having Bart out of Homer's life, he and Marge eat right. They lose weight. They're doing yoga. And Homer feels better than ever because Bart is not around. Then he sees on TV that the Camp Krusty has been taken hostage when they were trying to talk to their leader. And Homer says, don't be the boy. And of course it's Bart, and his stomach immediately starts protruding again. And he loses what little hair he had grown back. That's so great.
Are you up? It was like Mr. Plow was in that year too. I mean,
that's a great one too.
It might be one of the best years. So, I mean, and I didn't, you know, doing so many house cleanings and stuff and kind of like clearing shelves in the last few years, I couldn't part with that season. And I don't even know if I have a DVD player anymore.
Right. Are you, you feel like you could crush a Simpsons quiz?
Well, it depends. I know you were talking about how it's like, was it 34 years, 35 years?
Yeah.
It's been
on. These are all from the heyday, these quotes.
Okay, good. Because I, to be honest with you, I haven't kept up in the last 10 years or so. I've not.
Right.
I don't have regular TV anymore either. So it's just like once I cut the cord, I really lost a lot of Simpsons episodes. I know they're on, I think, is it Hulu now or Disney? One of those.
I think Disney, yeah. And I, you know, it just kind of pisses me off because I cut the cord in 2013, maybe, and I was saving a ton of money. And all of a sudden now all these apps I'm paying like $4,000 a month, and they're putting commercials on them again. So it's like, what's the point?
I know. It's like, it's not bad unless you want to see live sports. If you want to see live sports, you're going to pay. And they know it.
Correct.
I mean, so that's the one time I wish I wasn't a sports fan.
Yeah. At least you can stream the sports now too, though, on most of this, the apps. But all right,
legally,
so here's what we're going to do.
Course, but you're...
What's that?
Legally, of course, you're saying, Pete.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Legally
I would never.
Streamed.
Yeah, the word pirate is not in my vocabulary, even though I just used it. All right, Conrad, are you ready with the bell, buddy?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, get ready. I think Mike's going to do, I don't know if you know Andrew Genzer, Mike. He was a fellow writer on Sports Soup on the show I worked on years ago. But he struggled a little bit, but I think you'll do okay because I think you and I are on the same level with these quotes. So here, I'm going to read them, and you guess the character who said it, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay. That is a great disservice to my country and my God, but okay.
That's got to be a poo.
Yes, that is correct.
A poo in the Hasabiba. A poo in
the Hasabiba Petalon.
Yeah.
The character is no longer on The Simpsons.
Isn't that wild? It's I used to love that when he, you know, he was secretly a genius and he was valedictorian of his class of 1 million back in India.
1 million. He owns the Quickie Mart.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
He graduated first in his class of 1 million. Typical India.
Okay, here's another one. Come on, Homer. After work, we're stopping at Moe's for a Zima.
Oh, was that got to be either Lenny or Carl?
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be one of those two.
Correct. 2 for 2, buddy. This is impressive. Out of the gate. Okay. How may I ask, did you get past the hall monitor?
Oh, that's got to be Principal Skinner.
Correct.
Yeah. How may I ask? Did you get past the whole monitor?
That's when the Bart is part of the gangsters. He's serving them drinks like in Goodfellas, and the mob shows up at the school. And Prince keeps. How may I ask? Did you get past the hall monitors?
he makes the perfect. Bart makes the perfect Manhattan.
That's what it was. The perfect Manhattan. Yeah. All right. Here's another one. Boy, mom sure will be happy. You won $50.
I'm sure we'll be happy you went first. Is that Bart?
No, it was followed by Homer saying, "You'd think that, wouldn't you?" Because he was betting on football with Lisa.
Lisa, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay,
right.
I remember. Yeah, she's a genius.
Yeah, exact. She has a great betting, the probabilities and all that. Okay, so here's another one. I think you'll get this one, Mike. That's it. This family has held me back long enough. I'm going to clown college.
It's got to be Homer.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. I'm going to clown college.
And then Bart said, I don't think any of us expected him to say that. all right, here's one. This one's a little tougher, Mike. You're 4 for 5, okay. By the way. Very impressive.
Okay, good.
Okay, it takes place in a store. $15. That's a good price for 12 pounds of nutmeg.
Is that Marge?
That's Marge. That's correct.
Yeah.
Conrad wailing on that bell. Well done, young man. All right. This is not a quote. This is more of a trivia question.
Okay.
What Simpsons character's family makes nachos using cucumbers with cottage cheese?
Oh, that's got to be a Ned Flanders. That's a Flanders.
That's a total Ned Flanders. Correct. You have 6 of 7 so far. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
We got about like 30 seconds.
All right, one more.
All right.
Let's just do this. We'll pause. Mike's going to regroup. This is like Jeopardy. Take a deep breath, Mike. When we come back, okay. Mike is going to go for the prize. More Simpsons trivia next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Close.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Welcome back. The last few minutes of Nightlight. Joining us to help me close the show tonight is my good friend Mike Siegel. TV host, stand-up comedian, and Simpsons quiz crusher. 6 of 7 so far, Mike. Very impressive.
Oh, I'm feeling good, Pete. Feeling good.
Okay. All right. Let's keep this going. Okay. Let's see. What are we going to do here? All right. All things are about Jesus, Homer, except this.
that's Reverend Lovejoy.
Yes. Very well done, Mike. All right. This is one of my favorite Simpsons lines of all time. I've learned that life is one crushing defeat after another until finally you just wish Flanders was dead.
That's got to be Homer.
That's Homer. Correct. Yeah. All right, here's another one. Mike, you're grooving, man. Okay. This is a line. I'll give you a hint. It was said into the phone. You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
That's Homer.
Correct. All right. Let's go for a couple more obscure ones here.
All right, good.
See how you do. You might remember me from such telethons as Out with Gout 88 and Let's Save Tony Orlando's House.
I'm Troy McClure.
Correct.
Can I give you my favorite Troy McClure line?
Absolutely.
He goes, I'm Troy McClure. You might remember me from such self-help films as Smoke Yourself Thin and Get Confident, Stupid.
Troy, let's say this circle is you. My God, it's like you've known me all my life. All right, so here's another one. After watching a driving instructional video that involved a horrible death, this character said, that's funny because I don't know him.
that's Homer, isn't it?
That is correct. Homer Simpson, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's funny because I don't know him.
And I think Troy McClure hosted that one, too. Might remember me from such driver's ed films as Tonight We Drink, Tomorrow We Die, and Alice's Adventures Through the Windshield Glass.
Oh, that's so great. I wish I would have found that one. All right, here's two more. We got two more. You are 10 of 11, Mike. Conrad, okay, get the bell ready.
It's ready.
Is the bell right? Okay. It's very important. Here we go. Up yours, Krabappel.
Is that up yours, Krabappel? Is that the Millhouse?
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, man. All right, last one.
Up yours, Krabappel.
Up yours, Krabappel. And then he says, oh, I probably should have waited till the end of the day to say that because it was the last day of school.
All right, last day of school.
All right, here's the final one. Mike is 11 of 12. trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Oh, that's a boy. That's a tough one.
It's not really.
Is that it's either, I would say it's either Principal Skinner or Homer.
Trust me, Bart, it's better to walk in on both your parents than on just one of them.
Marge?
No, that's Milhouse. Damn. As well.
That is Milhouse? Yeah. Shoot.
That's 10 of 12, though, Mike. That's really impressive.
Oh, thank you.
I'm very impressed.
I remember. That's a great line by Milhouse, though.
Oh, it's a great line. And just, you picture Milhouse's parents of all parents to walk in on.
Oh, too. Yeah.
Remember the one where Bart sold Milhouse's soul?
Right.
And Bart is freaking out because everything is going wrong in his life. So he tries to get his soul back. He goes to Milhouse's place where they're staying. And Milhouse's dad, it's like 3 in the morning. He goes, Milhouse, give him his soul back. I've got work in the morning.
Before we leave, can I give you my favorite, one of my favorite lines ever?
Of course.
And I got it from the horse's mouth because I was, for my old TBS show, I interviewed Hank Azaria.
Oh, very nice.
I think he was, because he was Gargamel in that Smurfs movie. And I think we were doing the junket for that.
Okay.
So I was like, there's no way I'm not going to let him out of there without asking him some Simpsons, you know, talking about it for a little bit. And I go, I know he must be getting bothered. I wasn't going to ask him to do a voice or anything like that. But I, you know, he's the voice of Mo, the bartender.
Yeah.
of one of the many he does. But I had just seen like the previous week, this episode where, I don't know if you remember it. I can't remember the premise. But anyway, the adults are arguing, and and Lisa goes, "Why? I wish everybody could just get along." And then Moo goes, he goes, "Yeah, well, if wishes were horses, I'd be eating wish meat every night."
Oh God. You know, I did look for Mo quotes and then I couldn't find him. Mo is one of my favorite characters. I had,
you're Jeff, great.
Yeah. I had Jeff Cesario on a few weeks ago and he was talking about, being on the Larry Sanders Show and Hank. And I said, I was at a urinal next to Hank at Century City once. And it took everything in my power not to say, "Hey now." And he said he actually probably would have loved it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Me taking a whiz next to Jeffrey Tambor, Mike. Mike, thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. That was, you crushed it, man. 10 of 12. If we had prizes, I'd give you one. That was really fun, though. Thank you,
man. It was fun.
You got it. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely.
Okay, buddy. Have a great night. That's Mike Siegel from Color Television. I'd like to thank Mike Mercury as well and all your texts and calls. Thanks for sticking with us tonight. So much fun. We'll be back tomorrow night with talking Green Bay film, and Terry Barr will be here. I'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. The
Todd Alba Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.